And it's now time for your daily Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. President Trump's territorial ambitions for Greenland have sparked a full-blown trade war with Europe. After threatening 25% tariffs on 8 EU countries, plus the UK and Norway over Denmark's refusal to sell the island, European Parliament leader Manfred Weber announced the bloc won't move forward with last year's zero tariff agreement. And the French president wants to deploy the EU's so-called trade bazooka, an anti-coercion instrument that could restrict U.S. intellectual property protections and investment. And speaking of the Trump administration, the war on racial preferences is gaining serious momentum. HUD launched a fair housing investigation into Minneapolis over its 2040 plan, which literally prioritizes rental housing based on race. Down in Florida, the Attorney General identified dozens of state programs illegally mandating racial discrimination, from doctor's offices requiring to hire based on race to construction contracts with quotas for minorities. Turns out when you actually read the Equal Protection Clause, fighting discrimination with more discrimination, it's not the brilliant solution you thought it was. Children's Wisconsin has stopped mutilating children, not because they suddenly developed a conscience, but because the Trump administration threatened their funding. The hospital announced that it can no longer provide gender-affirming pharmacologic care due to escalating legal and federal regulatory risk. A University of Michigan cardiologist is sounding the alarm about why it matters. The doctor warns that cross-sex hormones pose serious cardiovascular risks to developing hearts, increasing blood clotting, stroke risks, heart attacks, and hypertension. And the CEO of Netflix is dispelling fears that the streaming giant's $82.7 billion acquisition of Warner Brothers means the death of theatrical releases. He's committing to maintaining the traditional 45-day theatrical window and says he wants to win opening weekend and win box office. Industry insiders worry Netflix would slash release themes to just 17 days, but it turns out that might not necessarily be the case. Meanwhile, AI researchers have achieved something both impressive and unsettling. A system called Absolute Zero Reasoner can now generate its own coding problems, solve them, and use the results to improve itself. Researchers are saying that this resembles how human learning surpasses mere imitation. We ask our own questions and eventually exceed our teachers. That's exactly why this has some people nervous. When the machines start teaching themselves and surpass those who taught you, we crossed into the territory that science fiction has been warning us about for decades. But yeah, sure, let's see where it goes. Yeah, that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at FortisInstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.